This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink, Jazz Can, Steve, a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast. First, quick shout out. We have to thank Suzanne at the 884.
Hey, yo.
We know what she did, and thank you. But today we toast.
She put our beer on tap in her wonderful bar.
You know what? She did do that. And at the time,
it's okay to promote the product.
You know what? You're right. The 884 in Bremerton. Yeah, it's our home
Men's
base.
Men's Room IPA from Black Raven.
Suzanne, on tap. She does us good. So today we toast 21-year-old Claire Schmidt, a student at Chapman University in California. Now, we do not know what she's majoring in, but she's nearing the end of her studies and is making an effort to actually be proactive about starting her career. So she applied to 4 different jobs, and then, and it's happened to all of us, then she found a pretty glaring mistake on her resume, right? Valda, like, I can't believe I had to fix this typo, whatever it is. Well, near the bottom of the second page, Claire accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus. Now, worse, it's an old picture of her as Hannah Montana standing next to a horse. She says she almost cried when she realized the mistake because, as she says, quote, who would hire someone that obsessed with Miley Cyrus? The answer to her question, by the way, is no one. She has not heard back from any of the jobs, and she does not expect to. The kicker is she's not a fan of Miley Cyrus. She saw the photo online and just thought it was funny. She wanted to save it to send it to a friend, but instead of dragging it to her desktop, she dragged it onto her resume file. So, and she recognizes that everyone she sent it to, they go through the resume, but when they look on the bottom, and I would assume this too, you're saying, I'm this devoted, not to Miley Cyrus, Hannah frickin' Montana. Yeah, kind of went wrong. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault!
Damn, I'm going to 420-inspired Bad Choice Friday. Afro Man, because I got high, taking on Dash, Rip Rock, and let's go smoke some pot. Mike? How was the voting?
It wasn't close at all, Miles, because at the end of the day, anybody that wanted to go and vote for Dash, Rip Rock, Let's Go Smoke Some Pot, intended to, but then they got high. That's why we're listening to Afro Man on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room 99.9 KISW Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. You ever say something and, like, as it comes out of your mouth, it sounds bad?
20% of the time I speak, yes.
Never.
Yeah. Yeah, like, in Pub League 1 year, right, I had Uli's Sausage as our sponsor. And, like, you don't think about it, but, like, I don't know, we would yell, like, something about sausage or whatever. And one of the girls on my team said something, like, come on, you sausage. I forget how she said it. And my buddy just loudly goes, phrasing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right? It just came out wrong. And it's like, that's not what she meant to say. Right. So, right. So you hear us do it all the time. It happens. To the best of us.
Sausage suckers. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was, Miles, it was something that simple.
And somehow people took it wrong, like, hey, man, yeah.
Just, right, and, like, honestly, like, I don't even know if she caught it. My other buddy's just kind of funny, and he was just like, phrasing. Yeah. I was going to say, so Kelly Clarkson on her show, she had on Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians, which, by the way, not a bad rom-com if you're on a plane.
Is it a good movie?
You shouldn't watch it.
Oh, wait, what are the... You made that real specific. Wait, you should.
Why should I? Could I watch
Miles
it?
And Thrill should watch. You guys don't like rom coms at all. I enjoy them on planes. Mike, I think you would find it okay.
Okay, I'll see how it is. Hey, that's fine. That's fine. But I'll say it if you're rom com conversation.
I can't watch this rom com. I'm not on a plane.
I don't watch them at home generally, but that's I love them on a plane.
All right. Like ginger ale.
Yes. Yeah.
Rom com ginger ale. Right. Plane living, baby.
I don't like Fig Newtons.
And those cookies, what are they called?
Biscoff.
Thank you, Biscoff.
On a plane. Cheese plate. Anyhow, on a plane.
She has him on the show. She's asking him about his breakfast or whatever, and then something slipped out, and Kelly kind of caught herself.
I just felt like a pastrami.
Did someone stop you and say, oh, it's a classic thing we do here?
I called my friend. I was like, oh, I'm having breakfast. I'm getting a pastrami sandwich. They're like, that is the strangest thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Meat, first thing in the morning. No good.
Well, steak and eggs.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I don't mind meat in the morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll still... Okay.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Are you serious? Those are the words I used? Like, did I just say that? It's not a bad thing, though. Okay.
Did she take the meatball?
What's that?
Kelly Clarkson. Did she take the meatball?
No, he was saying he had a pastrami sandwich for
breakfast. Right, but she said she liked meat in the morning.
Yeah.
So, when you served her the meatball, you asked her...
Did she take the meatball? Sorry, man. I'm like, wait, I'm not keeping up.
I was like, meatball. Ted, we have a Kelly Clarkson meatball Ted story, and you're not tracking.
I'm trying to set you up.
Well, obviously,
throw
the
ball up in the air.
Obviously, she took the meatball. That's why I said this meatball's been waiting for a moment like this.
Ah.
Pop.
So, you knew this.
I mean, by the time I was served, I did not see her for breakfast. I run the saute station on breakfast.
Oh, I see.
It was good, too. There's a shrimp night. I don't know where I'm going with that. Sorry, Miles. I was like, what? No, there's no meatballs. Do that pastrami. But they both sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they make a pastrami meatball?
Ooh. I would eat that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What's the sauce? Like a IKEA Swedish meatball?
Nah, I'd still put a little Thousand Island on it.
I would do Thousand Island and marinara, but the big difference would be the cheese that I melt on there.
Cheddar?
Swiss.
Just separate the meatballs.
We're just recreating on
Reuben.
It's a fantasy.
How can you tell it's Weed Week? All right, we mix meatballs and pastrami.
Weed Week.
All right, so I have a list here of... most of these movies have been on TV by now. So these are just... this list is the top, like, 10 movies involving weed.
Okay, all right.
Just heads up, number one's going to throw you for a loop.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. Ooh.
Is it like Reefer Madness, the original one that no one ever watched or some crap?
No, but number 10, Miles, I know you love this thrill. I know you like it too, but Miles quotes it a lot. Famous stoner movie.
It's not Dazed and Confused. I love Pineapple Express. What do you guys quote know. All the time? Big Lebowski?
Up and Smoke.
Mine is more
Nice Dreams.
But yeah, Up and Smoke.
But Cheech and Chong. Yeah. So that one was number 10 on
the
list.
Come on, man.
Mike, I'm with you. Days Confused is great, but I don't even know if that made the list there. Here's one that was on Netflix, Grass is Always Greener. I haven't seen it, it's a documentary exploring America's complicated relationship with cannabis.
Okay.
The
one weird thing I watched on Netflix was that...
Weeds.
No, that was Showtime.
That was Showtime.
What was the documentary, kind of a two- or three-part show about Weed County... In Northern, it's like Murder Mountain.
That was the name of it.
That was wild.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I mean, that was real. Yeah. The real thing.
I still don't. It's funny because he obviously smokes weed throughout the movie. I don't think it was a stoner movie. I think of more of a drinking movie.
Okay.
Try to give you a hint. White Russian?
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
I think it's more for the viewer.
Yeah. It's more not so that they're stoners, but the people that appreciate this are stoners.
The dude's obviously a stoner.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is scenes, right, where he's like smoking a roach or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think of it as a stoner movie, but I feel like it's a movie that stoners like.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's the weird thing. When I was looking this stuff up today, there's a lot of list of like stoner movie or movies for stoners. That it's like, no, I'm just trying to find movies that have
Spinal Tap, great movie for stoners.
But not a stoner.
Airplane, yeah, you name it.
Well, hell, I mean, there's a lot of things good for stoners. Planet Earth. Right? I don't think Discovery Channel was like, hey.
Basically, if it's not a horror movie, good for stoners.
Yeah. Like, there's a new documentary coming out where all these Empire Penguins are jumping off a 70-foot cliff.
I'd like to be stoned to watch it.
I watched it last night. It was awesome.
Steve, what was the movie that all stoners originally watched? It was about the guy in Africa who, like,
The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Yeah, The Gods Must Be Crazy, which had nothing to do with smoking weed, but it was still one of those movies.
We're going to a list of top 10 movies about weed. Half-Baked makes the list.
Well, yeah. Yep.
Even though Jim Brewer said he's never been high.
I will also say this. I have watched Half Baked Sober. It's still a pretty damn funny movie. Like, I don't think you have to be stoned.
And I think it's okay that he's never been high. I'd like to think Anthony Hopkins has never actually eaten someone. You know, in spite of what he...
I'm just saying. You're right.
I mean, I think we're used...
James Earl Jones didn't father of, a white boy.
I didn't think
boy.
Of Jim Brewer as, like, this thespian actor that could just fall into character.
Okay, that is fair.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, we see it a lot with booze, right? There's obviously a lot of... not everybody's Nick Cage, right?
Damn.
I'm just saying, like, he strikes me as the kind of the guy that's like, well, I'm acting drunk. I gotta be drunk. Yeah. Whereas, like, credit to Jim Brewer, like, he was just like, I used to smoke weed, but he's like, when I filmed, I was specifically not stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was he say? There is somebody else has a famous story about smoking with somebody. It's like two actors, and they're like, he doesn't know. Oh, it's like somebody puts weed in the actual like dummy joint.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on camera, and then it's like.
I think it was Snoop, wasn't it?
Or, yeah. And McConaughey's like, oh, man, now we're actually stoked. Pineapple Express makes the list.
Yeah.
All right.
Again.
That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, and again, like, you're not a huge stoner. That's just a funny movie.
It is. It's great.
But obviously, it is funny that Pineapple Express, that strain, shows up everywhere now.
Yes, it does.
And it's tasty.
It is. The Culture High.
The Culture High. Was that a documentary?
It's another documentary. Yeah. But it features Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Sir Richard Branson.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sure, he's tried it.
I brought it up earlier. The TV show was on Showtime, Weeds. I think that Kevin Nealon, I already liked him from SNL and stuff, but he was the star of that show. That show was great. What did we say, Miles, for 3 seasons?
Until they got into the love world.
Yeah.
Save that for the plane, Ted.
number 3 on the list, Kid Cannabis. It's a 2014 biographical comedy drama. It's based on the story of a kid named Nate Norman, a teen who dropped out of high school to build a multi-million dollar marijuana smuggling ring, traffic drugs with his friends.
Damn.
Goodness.
Based on a true story?
Yes.
Okay.
Find something to do with your friends.
Yeah. Nate, okay. Nate Norman.
Nate Norman. Is that right?
Like, if a high school kid named Nate Norman's like, you want to buy drugs? Like, this is a setup.
From what Norman?
From Nate Norman. How high?
Yeah.
Red Man and Method Man. Remember, the whole thing is they get stoned, they ace their college entrance exam, and then end up, I want to say, at Harvard. Also, shout out to the podcast. We had Redman on last year. Bless you, Mike. And then number one, I told you to throw you for a loop. Born on the 4th of July.
What?
The dramatic film with Tom Cruise released in
19... He won an Oscar for that.
He did. Born on the 4th of July.
Fantastic movie.
Great movie, powerful film, but basically they're just saying it touches on basically like these vets dealing with PTSD.
Sure.
Especially when he's down in Mexico and how much they're smoking weed and it's actually good for him.
Yeah, yeah, man, I hear you, and they're not wrong, just...
I was thinking about more of a chuckle.
Wow.
That's what I thought, too. But they're like, look, this is the first movie that showed kind of the serious side of how it can help.
And stuff. Okay. Ted, I feel like they Harold should do it Kumar. Differently. That is not a stoner movie. You say there is a marijuana beneficial film, maybe that's number one.
Deer Hunter.
Bro, if you're a stoner, it ain't a comedy.
You know what's one for me is Superbad. That's one that came out when I was younger, when I was in my high school days, and I still go back to that one whenever I, you know, the wife and I smoke up.
If I need a good laugh, man, Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm. Still,
it's not a stoner movie, but when you're stoned and you watch, it's so stupid.
What's your best stoner scene from any movie?
Stoner scene from any movie. You have one in mind for yourself, Miles?
I just remember one of Quentin Tarantino's earlier movies, True Romance.
Was that him?
I believe it was him. Or he was like a producer.
Quentin Tarantino? He may have been a producer.
He was involved in it. I'm not sure if he was a director. But either way, Brad Pitt is sitting on a couch.
Oh, yeah, like scratching his toes guys come and to get stoned. Him,
and he's smoking out of a homemade Honey Bear container with the top still on, and he rigged this thing. And I've never seen anyone kind of make their own product, but it's also, as far as which you smoke, other than an Apple or whatever, and he's just sitting there baked out of his mind, and someone comes in, and I knew who Brad Pitt is, and he's just sitting there getting wasted. And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
It was a great role for him, man.
So you're talking about, like, literally smoking.
He admits he's stoned as hell on the scene.
If that's the case, then I think back to the one that comes to mind for me is Ted 2, when they just have the phallus bong that they all keep smoking out of, but they won't let anybody else see them smoking out of it.
Yeah. But I think Pitt said, like, it was Dennis Hopper's weed. Because he was in the movie.
Right.
And so he was smoking his weed that he took from their... They shared a trailer on the set, I guess, or whatever the deal was. So Hopper got pissed that Brad Pitt was smoking his weed because he went back and all his weed was gone because he used it in the scene, which took like two or three takes. So he's just sitting there.
I mean, mine's very specific, and they're not smoking at the time, but in Half-Baked, right? They all get stoned, and they send out the one guy to get the order.
Yeah.
And he has that crazy amount of order, and when he walks out, he looks at that police horse, and he goes, "Hungry girl?" There's a large black woman behind him that just says, "F you and Bob."
You brought a beat to me. You brought
it's so subtle.
You brought a beat to me.
She doesn't miss a beat.
It is a great scene. You were right. No. Just find that scene and you will laugh.
You brought up Meet the Millers earlier.
Yeah, I can't bring it. I cannot explain the scene of Meet the Millers that I thought was hysterical.
Well, Zedekus just sells some weed to this guy.
You know? Yeah, just sold weed to like a business guy. You know, it's this deal that goes down. And so Zedekus leaves the scene, and it's just this guy who's a bit character and pulls out a cell phone. He's so excited to have scored this weed. And he says, so you hear the phone. Brrr. He says, "Oh, hey, baby, tonight we're going to get high and F." "I'm sorry, baby. Put your mom on the phone." And it's just like, God, that is the worst.
That's another good movie to watch on.
I've not seen that one.
Oh, dude.
Watch that tonight. Watch that tonight. You'll lose it. It's awesome. Guaranteed win.
And it's all just stuff like that. I mean, it's just
guaranteed win. Right? No fail on that one.
I would also say I like Pineapple Express when he's originally to go get that weed from him. He's just like, God, you just get stuck in there with that guy and he wants to smoke and then talk. And I mean, back in the days before it was legal, recreationally legal, it's like, yeah, that would happen.
Because that's the agreement you had to make. Like, yeah, yeah, man, I can sell you weed. Come by my place. Fine. You try to, like, hang out. Well, my buddy's in the car. Oh, no, tell him to come in, man. Because the whole thing, these guys were so lonely half the time. So it's like, look, bro, we really want this $25 worth of dirt weed. But we got to spend an hour and a half talking to this clown. And just forgive me.
I just like the point in that movie when Craig Robinson, who's a hitman in that movie, he's going to take out Seth Rogen, and he ends up at his girlfriend's house, and they've got dinner out there on the table, and there's couscous out there, and everybody's bailed out because they know that they're coming. And at one point, Craig Robinson just puts both of his hands in the couscous. Yeah. He played the weirdest character in the movie, and it worked.
I mean, what's the use of Craig Robinson now because he's established, but some of his bit parts were awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were
the
best.
Right? Like, I don't want to let you in this club. You're hot as F. But, like, there's an age thing. And she pregnant. We say, I'm only allowed to let in 2.5 like minorities. Look what I got to find a minority midget. Or little person, excuse me. just quoting the movie.
Marty, where are you?
Let's see, this weekend, the Mariners, they're off tonight because it's sleeting in Denver.
Good God.
On April 19th. That makes sense.
Right?
Let's see. SNL is going to be a repeat this weekend. If you like, look, even if you're not a big NBA or NHL person, specifically NHL, watch this weekend. I know the Kraken didn't make the playoffs. The playoffs are good. They all, both those leagues have their playoffs starting on Saturday. If you like some racing, Formula One starts at midnight for us over the Chinese Grand Prix. That track's pretty awesome. There's one point where they're maxing out those cars going like 190.
Damn.
Yeah, down the straightaway. Yeah, it's pretty, it's wild. And, yeah, that should be a good race. But, yeah, you could watch that. Then other than that, I don't know, get out there and enjoy this weather.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man with too many business cards in his wallet learns his connections can actually save his ass. We head to Utah, where students are afraid of furries. They protest and walk out of class. Not shocking that a fire at a Pennsylvania fire station was quickly under control. An HOA president fines a homeowner for parking their car in their own garage, and he is quite the troll. And a woman gets her wedding ring back with the help from a treasure hunters club. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
At our top story, we go to Tennessee, where a woman had something interesting in her luggage. She arrived at Memphis International Airport and patiently waited for her luggage to arrive. But much to her horror, the bag had busted open on a luggage cart. Officials made their way over to her and asked her permission to search her bags, which to our surprise, she agreed to. Unfortunately for her, that's when officers found the 56 pounds of pot that she was carting with her.
Damn!
She's now facing charges of, trafficking with intent to...
Here's the thing, Mike. Even if you say, I don't give you permission, they're going to make you wait until legally they can do it.
Until they get
legal. Right? I mean, if it were a matter of just yes or no and I could leave, then absolutely not. I think she's just like, look, to make it easier for me,
I'm busted.
You don't get me for obstruction and any of that crap.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what? She should have told him first and said, do you believe me? I have 56 pounds of weed. Do you believe me?
Do you believe me?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm making it again. Like, we know you have weed. We
right.
believe that. But
clearly.
I'd be like, you know, 12 pounds. You got 12 pounds.
And it's like, I look at stories like this, and it's like, and I'm afraid that maybe somebody accidentally dropped one in one of the suitcases that might end up in there on a flight at some point.
56 pounds, no.
Right.
I guess that's my thing. Like, if you're going to try to smuggle stuff,
go why for the would fences, you go, I guess.
If you're going to smuggle that much, take a different route.
Right. Don't put it in your doggone luggage that's going to go underneath the plane. Like, you don't think that they thought about this before?
Right.
You didn't think that
my
they thought this through?
God, what a...
And that isn't even the first one that we've gotten this year.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Like, she was coming out of California and was hit up in, like, LaGuardia or something like that, heading for Europe.
But to be fair, Mike, I guarantee you this. Everyone that has successfully smuggled 56 pounds of marijuana, they're not sharing the story.
Correct.
We'll never know.
You know
she
what?
Might
That's
be 2%. It might be, like, lucrative.
Yeah, right.
But they're like, the best yeah, way to I'm do not going to tell you that I did it.
Now there's going to be all kinds of friggin' baggage fees that just go up, and there's going to be more security on my doggone luggage.
If they raise our baggage fee, we should be able to carry up to 2 ounces of illegal narcotics.
Yes. You're damn right.
Now that's the way you're going.
Right. I'm paying for the penalty. In other news, we go to Long Island, where a man was saved by something like out of a movie. The man was sitting in his car when, out of nowhere, someone approached him and fired multiple shots at him and his car. Detectives on the case say the shooting was not random, but luckily they left having failed their mission, as the man was uninjured despite a bullet hitting him.
Jesus.
But what saved his life in the shooting? He had his wallet on him at the time, and it blocked one of the bullets that had managed to make contact with him.
All right.
Officials are still looking for the shooter and are asking anyone with information to come forward.
Huh. Saved by the business cards.
Saved by the business cards. And it's like, again, that's something that you see out of a doggone movie where a guy gets dramatically shot in the chest.
And right. And somehow.
You know, he's a boozer and it's his flask that gets pulled out or something like that and it stopped the bullet.
I've seen that in probably 8 different movies, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Or, you know, yeah. Somebody jacked a Bible from the hotel or something like that and it's in there and, you know, it's a metaphor for how God saved you.
I do the Kama Sutra.
Oh.
Kama Sutra saved me.
The bullet just ends up in the perfect spot.
Oh, God. I'm going to try that.
Just an exploded out.
Yeah. It's God sending me a message, homeboy. That doesn't get this done.
I'm like wrecked.
I got some rifling on it.
Yeah, oh, God. Put that spin on it. Over in Pennsylvania, fire crews actually got to put out a fire. The blaze broke out around 9 at night unexpectedly, and they were able to get on the scene rather quickly and put it out without any injury and not much damage. The reason why they were able to get on the scene so quickly and get the fire out was because it was one of their engines that had caught fire.
We arrived on site in an amazingly quick amount of time. The question is, does a fire department house, do they actually have a, you know, a place to plug in a hose?
We didn't check our batteries.
They've got to.
You would hope.
Right?
Is there a hydrant close?
I mean, I feel like I always see them out there cleaning off the trucks.
So why would you have a water, like, the trucks don't carry tanks of water.
Sure.
So,
that'd be funny if it didn't.
Right.
We don't have a hydrant.
They're taking buckets, you know.
Damn it.
What do you got to know if they got, like, extinguishers out there somewhere? They got the backpacks
sure,
and all that.
Sure, something.
I don't know. I was going to say there was a famous firehouse in D.C. kind of close to, like, going to the National Zoo.
All right.
And this was before, like, pranks got really huge on the internet.
Okay.
And these guys had put a quarter in the cement.
All right.
And they would just sit out there and watch people go down and try to pick it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too. I was like, damn, it's good thinking.
Down to Houston, where rules are strictly enforced. A family living under the rule of an HOA decided to make a little addition to their home, restructuring their two-car garage into one that would house 4. Reasonable enough. After making the change, the HOA came down on them, serving them a lawsuit for ultimately $80,000 in damages and legal fees, citing deed violations and claiming deed restriction and enforcement benefits communities. Unfortunately for the HOA, after 4 years of a legal battle, it was determined that this was a case of selective enforcement, as others in the neighborhood had made the same change without any kind of notice of violation.
Uh-oh. It took them 4 years to piece that together.
Right.
Let's get my kids class on this.
Exactly.
Jesus, guys.
Took you 4 years to figure that one out, which I don't know how much of that is just like proceeding and stuff like that.
You know, it's I don't think it's lack of people's intellect. It is the just the sheer weight of all the frivolous stuff you have to go through.
Exactly. And like, I've never dealt with an HOA, but I haven't heard a whole lot of people like, thank God I have an HOA.
It can be good so that someone does not do something extreme.
I'm sure.
The problem is if an HOA decides, like, they're the Gestapo.
Right.
Where you must conform.
Also,
so there's a difference.
You're paying for it every month.
Right.
So you have a voice in that. Even if the president, whatever. You have a voice because you spend money every month to live in that community, so you have a voice.
Exactly.
How about, don't charge me and let me do this.
Right.
Or charge me and let me.
And just in case those stories left a bad... What's that, Ted?
I was going to say, right, the idea that, like, everybody cuts their lawn or this or that is bad, but sometimes they go overboard.
You can't put a flag up outside your house.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what in the hell? Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Down to Texas, where a little faith in humanity was restored. While visiting a beach in Galveston for a day, a woman was devastated to discover that her wedding ring set had somehow been removed from her finger, likely while she was digging through the sand at one point.
Or when she was having sex with one.
In the throes of passion, she threw her rings from betwixt her fingers. Unable to find it themselves, the couple enlisted the help of the local metal detector enthusiast club, who began to comb the beach in search of the ring.
What do you want us to do?
Calling themselves the treasure hunters group. Enter another couple who, within minutes of arriving on the beach, found a fishing net buried in the sand and unearthed it, happening upon the ring in the process. They then worked with the club members to get the ring back to its owner.
All right.
Always a good thing.
That is good news.
Exactly. That's just legit. Yeah, good
that's
news.
Just, yeah.
And awesome. She bonded for a pound of meth.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I wanted to wipe the lipstick off the page.
Oh, God. Measure Sports, your Seattle Kraken finished their season last night in a dramatic victory over the home team, Minnesota Wild. Kind of got ahead 4-3 with Yanni Gord getting a pair of shorthanded goals. On this weekend, the Mariners are playing the Colorado Rockies. However, like Ted said, tonight's game has been postponed due to inclement weather. Miles, I believe you said that it is now a doubleheader coming
up
on Sunday.
1-6 Sunday, yes.
Tomorrow at 5:10 is when the first game of that series is going to take place. And then Sunday is originally supposed to start at 12:10. It's all going to be on Root Sports.
Probably Mountain Time, so 12 and maybe 5 for us.
Exactly. You've also got the Sounders in action here at home against Vancouver on Apple TV at 7:30 tomorrow. And like you said, you can watch playoff basketball and hockey tomorrow. Hockey's going to be on TBS and NBA is going to be over on ESPN. As far as your weather, enjoy the lovely sunshine tonight and into tomorrow. Do have to correct myself a little bit. It's not going to be as clear as I said earlier today on the Happy Hour. However, it's not going to be near as bad as Miles said.
Awesome.
There's going to be some cloudy skies, possibly some scattered showers.
I hate it when that happens.
But honestly, the chances are rather low. It should be a very nice weekend. Moving on into Sunday, where we can see partly cloudy skies and temperatures into the high 50s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Daily Migs, first party ever tomorrow. Chuck E. Cheese, 3-5 in Tacoma. Absolutely free and family friendly.
In the meantime, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.